Okay, so I moved to Japan to attend the first year of a very, very, very small school. One of our professors was this guy, Terumoto-sensei. And Terumoto-sensei is a badass in every way it is possible to be a badass. He's respected as one of the top Japanese art historians in the world, studied as a fifth Dan black belt, which in lay terms means that once you get your regular black belt, you haven't even begun to contemplate dreaming about a fifth Dan. In fact, they'll kick you in the teeth for even saying it. Anyway, he's cool. He's got this in-depth knowledge of Japanese culture and teaches me basic forms of etiquette. Glenn, don't just stick your chopsticks in a bowl of rice. That means you're offering food to the departed. Glenn, pour your beer holding the bottle with two hands. It shows respect. Remember, you represent your school. We represent each other. He spoke of the way of the samurai, of the Bushido code, the way to die with honor so that when training in the Bushido, when falling off a mountain, they will not scream but only accept their fate, while someone untrained will holler and yell, even though there's nothing to be done. The problem was that Terumoto-sensei taught Japanese art history, where we'd go into a dark room. A student volunteer operated a slide projector, while Terumoto-sensei showed us slides of statues and temples and paintings. And it usually took me 5 or 10 minutes at the most before I was fast asleep.
Ren-san, nani shite no?
I wake up quick, try to play it off, wipe the drool from off the side of my face. I'd vow to do better. Next day, back to the slides. We'd stare at pictures of old Buddhist statues and we had to learn what the various hand gestures symbolized. Or something or another, one finger up meant the first incarnation of the ways of the thing that went around, and there I was asleep again in Terumoto's class.
Bursa! Nani kore?
And because every day I'd fall asleep in class no matter what I did, it embarrassed me to see Terumoto-sensei out of class. But I loved him outside of class. He'd say stuff like, what would you rather be, a snowball or a rock? And I didn't know, and I wanted to find out. I wanted him to like me. And one day he said something like, the real student will find a way to climb the mountain. And I just knew he was speaking to me. How could I find a way to climb the mountain? Finally, I understood that I would dive into the eye of the storm. I would volunteer to be the person turning the slides, for then, only then would I stay awake. I asked him, may I operate the projector? He looks at me for a long while, then nods. And I take over, determined. I wait for instruction. I hold the slide clicker in my hand. Terumoto-sensei commences the lecture. This statue is from the Heian period, right? Next slide, please. I click. This one is from the Edo period. Also tires, like kryptonite. Next slide, please. Click. This is from the Muromachi period. Next slide. Next slide, please. Next slide. Someone smacked me upside the head. Even holding the clicker didn't work. I was fast asleep, no matter how hard I tried. I see him after class, and he tells me, the cat that runs into the fire will never get stuck. What? The water tastes the mountain, and the mountain tastes the water. And I promised him that I would think on that, which I did. For several years, I contemplated. I thought hard on everything he had taught me. I finished school, I got a job, I had experiences. And one day, living in Ann Arbor, I saw a poster that the great man himself would be giving a lecture at the art school. I gathered up my fellas, and when Teramoto Sensei came out on stage, there were five of us, former students, sitting in the front row. He looked down at us, and I saw real joy in his eyes. I saw it. He nodded. We nodded back. Then he proceeded with his lecture, and he dimmed the light to show some slides. I fell asleep. Afterwards, when we took him out to eat, I had to ask him, what was all that stuff about? Why did the lion dance in winter? How does the wind smell the grasshopper? What were you trying to teach us? Teach you? He laughed and laughed. Teach you? Glenn, I just wanted you to have nice dreams.